Your energy is currency. Spend it well, invest it wisely.
Empowerment and education, two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hi, everyone. I'm super excited because I'm here with some friends from afar. I'm here with Sarah Furstenberger and Kim Lummis from Heidelberg, Germany, very far away. And we're going to talk all about how to increase energy and focus using essential oils. So hi, Sarah. Hi, Kim. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
So tell me, how did you and Sarah meet? And tell me that love story. It's so cute.
At the European conference in 2014 in September in London. It was the official launch of the UK, even though Wael had been in the UK for quite a while before that. And we were introduced by a mutual friend. After that event, we just chatted on Facebook occasionally, really out of the ordinary. Then April last year, we met again at a raindrop training session, which was held with Gary in Croatia. And it was all part of the launch and the...
It was the opening of the farm, the Helichrysum farm in Croatia. And we did meet intentionally that time. There were several of the English ladies that I hung out with when I was at the convention in London because I didn't know anyone at all. the Germans wouldn't acknowledge me, and I just found
English people. We sort of taught the same language.
Yes.
It was a pretty special few days, I have to say. We met people that I truly think are going to be friends for life. And there was just a real energy. It was more intense, if that's possible, than convention. The vibration was just really, really high. And that sounds very woo-woo, but you just had to experience it. So, yeah, and my upline, sorry, Sam, says that Gary had something to do with the fact that we got together, you know. so, yeah, he wove his magic. So, yeah.
Magical man. I didn't realize we could add the description of matchmaker onto his many titles.
I don't know if he wants to know. We can't be the only ones.
I'm sure. So we're mainly here today to talk about energy and how to increase energy and focus with essential oils, which I think is something that all of us can benefit from. So as you were preparing for this interview, I would love to know what you learned about the reasons why people are so lethargic and have that brain fog going on so often.
When I looked into this, the same themes kept coming up. One, and I think this is a really important one for all of us, is diet. The more crap you put into your body, the more fuzzy you feel. There are other things that I found sort of research on, things like chronic fatigue, MS, that kind of thing. Autoimmune can make people have brain fog. Also, lack of sleep. I mean, I've got four kids and, you know, I'm still suffering from it. And I think, you know, they talk about mommy brain and pregnancy brain. Those could definitely lead to brain fog. But there was also interesting things like vitamin B deficiency, stress, which is a really big thing for many, many people. And lack of exercise, fresh air, you know, not getting in touch with nature, which is one of the things that I am very bad at. And Kim kind of
drags her out to walk the dog.
All of these devices we use do not help, you know, being on the Wi-Fi and on your phone all the time and staring at screens, that kind of thing. And hydration was another one. Those EMFs, you know, the electromagnetic fields, we all have our phones with us all the time, and they tend to bring our body's natural vibration levels down. And oils, one of the things that they talk about with oils is that you can bring them back up with oils.
Yeah, so easily. That's a lot of areas to look at. And it makes sense to think that, to me, I think this is one of the most common issues that people are dealing with, is just feeling tired and lethargic all the time. So after you gave that big rap sheet of the different reasons why that could be possible, it makes total sense that it's something that we're all kind of battling in just this modern day and age with all of the technology and the lifestyles that we live. It can be really challenging. So what do you think are maybe just like the top three tips that you could give people to increase their energy, including essential oils?
Key one for me has been, it's on the diet side, but it's actually reducing sugar or cutting out sugar. When I was a dog trainer, I was eating a pretty awful diet. I was eating in all the wrong places and pretty much addicted to energy drinks. And worse than that, it was diet energy drinks with all the artificial sweeteners that are involved in that. So my dogs actually had a much, much better diet than I did. And I really wasn't preaching what I...
Practicing
what I preached.
Right, right.
So the whole thing about how sugar affects you, it's absolutely key. And we, you know, we, in Young Living, we've got some great alternative products that you can use to cut out that rubbish. The key one for me is nitro. I just love nitro. I'm a nitro addict. And it was, I don't know whether you saw the Facebook Live with Lindsay Elmore. She recorded that last week. And it was really interesting because she was going through the whole chemistry bit of nitro. But for me, it just gives that wonderful, it's not a hit, it's just an alertness. So nitro is a big one for me, and zinc as well. And it's really nice to see that they've brought out another flavour of zinc, which hopefully we will get in Europe in the not too distant, because we got zinc quite quickly after you guys in the States did, which is nice.
Yeah, they are such great products. I love Ningxia Nitro so much. I always keep it in my doula bag. So when I go to a birth at 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm feeling like I need to wake up really quickly, I down the nitro, and it really just gives this. It's not like that energy drink jolt that you'll get from those chemically laden energy drinks. It's just this like clarity of mind that comes, and just this energy. It's like food for your brain, and it's so good. And we did a whole episode on Ningxia Red, but we didn't talk too much about the Ningxia Nitro. So I'm glad that you brought that up, and I'm going to look for that Lindsay Elmore video and see if I can add that to the show notes for people to see too. That sounds really interesting.
It was very good. And it's a, unless you've experienced nitro, it's actually very difficult to describe, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you don't get that horrible crash. When I was doing, you know, 10 hours in the car as a dog trainer, I wasn't training dogs in the car, but you know what I mean, I was traveling from client to client. It just really kept me going, and there was lots and lots of driving. I was, as Sarah would say, in the early stages of our relationship, we were talking on motorways an awful lot, weren't we? So
the rush of the car in the background, because we had this long distance relationship, and Kim was, she always called when she was in the car, so I'm quite used to conversations that drop and whatever. But Kim also doesn't drink coffee, so for her, nitro is a big thing. And I tend to leave, I like it too, but I leave them for her because I feel like without coffee, I know it's better than coffee anyway. Kim needs some more.
And I've never drunk tea or coffee. I went off milk when I was about 18 months, and I've never drunk it since. So
wow.
Yeah. Wow. Somebody told me once, that's my body saying, oh, you don't need this stuff.
Well, that's great. So the nitro and the zinc, those are really good tips. Now, what about essential oils? Are there any ones in particular that you go to for low energy?
There are many. I mean, I think the biggest one is probably for low energy, peppermint. The low energy and the focus kind of go together in many cases, but peppermint is the one that we always have. I have it at work, and I put it on in the diffuser when I'm feeling like I can't focus, or if I'm tired, you know, after lunch, 2 o'clock, you have to get through a couple more hours. We also have it in our Hooter sticks, as we call them, the nasal inhalers, I think is the real name, but we've developed a brand.
Hooter sticks sounds much more fun.
That came from Kim, and people keep asking us if that's really what they're called. It's like, no, that's what we call them. But we put a drop in these nasal inhalers. and have peppermint in the car long drives. You just sort of put it in your nose and take a sniff, and it really wakes you up. It really wakes you up.
And the peppermint tash?
Yeah, Kim calls it the tash. The peppermint tash is the other one where if she'll just come up behind you and stick peppermint across your upper lip to keep you awake.
That sounds so cruel.
Even the kids appreciate it now, though I have to say, you know, it does work. I gave my future boss this in the train home from a job the other day, and he was a little bit skeptical, to say the least. And he's sort of an upstanding German man. And he was just, and he told me the next day, that was great. I drove 3 hours. I was awake.
You
know?
You do it diluted, right? Not
nope.
Neat. You do it neat, right? Yep. On the upper lip. Ouch.
It's a tingle. It's a nice tingle.
It's the peppermint tingle.
Yes. That's one way to wake you up, for sure. Yeah.
I mean, I think the other one that's big for me, not as much energy, but for mental focus, is clarity. And I've recommended that one to many people. And some, my friends, one of them was writing a book, and she said it really got her through the process when she just wasn't motivated, low energy, couldn't focus, put it in the diffuser and go. So that's one that we really like. And Brain Power. I use Brain Power on the kids quite a bit.
Mm. I like Brain Power, just one drop on your brain stem. So that bit at the back of your head, which dips down just at the top there, just 2-3 times a day. That really helps me with brain fog.
We have a couple more that are more for focus, but especially with the kids that we use.
Say about Livy.
Yeah, my 9-year-old struggles a little bit with focusing in school. German schools are very kind of hardcore from the age of 6 as far as what is expected of sitting up straight and being quiet and only writing in fountain pen and that sort of thing. And she was struggling, and she had, I guess you call it sort of like after school care. And that's where they did their homework. And in first grade, they would have a good, at least hour and a half of homework. And she was
wow.
not, she was just not there. I would get in trouble, and then I'd get these letters and whatever. And when I first got oils, I was quite skeptical still. My sister introduced them to me. She's always been the granola, yoga, crunchy type. And I've been the, I'll just take a pill type.
She's not like that anymore.
No. And this was kind of one of my big wins for Olivia, because I wasn't going to give her medicine for this. It was just not something that I was comfortable with. And so I made a mix for her for focus with vetiver, lavender, and cedarwood. And I put it in a roller with some carrier and sent her off to school. And the first day she did it in the homework time, the teacher talked to me afterwards and said, "What did you do?" She took 10 minutes less to even get going on homework.
Wow.
So that was a big one. And for her, it's also part of just, she has it with her. She's taking responsibility for her concentration. She knows it helps her, and she puts it on when she needs it. And it's really, really good for her. It's been great. And she uses other oils that she needs at school, but that's the best combination, definitely for the schoolwork for her.
The cedarwood, vetiver, and lavender?
Cedarwood, vetiver, and lavender, yeah.
Yeah, that's so interesting. That's like my sleepy blend. Like if I put that on, it conks me out. But I've tried to put that on my daughter, my like baby, when she was like 1 year old, and totally opposite effect for her. It's so fun. Like it totally backfired because I was like trying to get her to fall asleep, and I'm, you know, next to her, and I'm inhaling this blend that's making me like pass out. And she's just like, la-di-da-di-da-di-da. I'm awake now, thanks. So funny how the oils will have such completely different effects on different bodies.
That's really true. We had that with Olivia, and peace and calming. It did not for years when she was littler calm her. It just didn't. And now it does. It definitely,
yeah, so interesting.
It's different for each person.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not-so-happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
When I was going through last year backwards and forwards to Germany, Sarah actually sent me some rosemary because my memory was going, I had so many balls in the air. I didn't know where to start. And my memory just went completely pear-shaped, didn't it? And so I started using rosemary. Just whenever I remembered, I was just sniffing out of the bottle. And it helped. Mm-hmm. It really, really did help to just get me through and to keep all those balls in the air and move forward, because it's a major thing moving to another country. And I was selling the business at the same time, so that was quite stressful.
Mm-hmm. So rosemary is a very good memory oil, it's a memory jogger. So I imagine if you were maybe preparing for a really big test or something like that, if you were to smell the rosemary while you're studying and then smell it again while you're taking the test, I bet that that could really have a lot of benefits.
Exactly. And there's been some studies on that. Actually,
there have, just about how, because if you think about how the limbic system works, and then it creates these attachments to the smell and the situation, and that's, it helps you remember, your brain says, oh, this is what I was smelling when I was studying. And then, oh, maybe this will all come back to me. And I find it works really well. I mean, we were also read about basil, peppermint, and rosemary together to in the diffuser to help you when you're trying to focus on, for example, on studying, something like that. It's really interesting. I haven't tried that together. I don't know what the smell would be like, but I like rosemary. You got the Italian mixed with something else.
Yeah. It would smell like a kitchen. I'd love it. Well, these are all amazing tips. I'm loving this. Are there any other ones that you wanted to talk about? I mean, I feel like that's all really great. We could stop there, but anything else you wanted to add?
The citrus ones are great for stimulating and detoxing as well. You know, starting your day with some lemon is good. In Europe, we can't talk about ingestion at all. We haven't got the vitality range yet. So things like the Ningxia Red is great because as well as getting the antioxidant goodness from the fruits and the berries, you've also got the essential oils in there and you can very safely and compliantly point somebody in the right direction to really get that citrus hit as well, which is wonderful.
I've been a real fan lately of bergamot and lime to Ooh. Just get me through my day, this good burst of energy, and it also kind of chills me. And we had so many lime oils. It must have been a giveaway with something.
It was, wasn't
like
there?
I think it's a year ago. And when we came together, we must have had 6 bottles of lime.
Because we were all doing the same. We were both doing the same thing, but just on other sides of the channel.
We have a lot of oils. And so we kept trying to figure out, what do you do with this? And then bergamot, somehow I ordered it and put those two together. And that is one of those that really helps me at work. Although sometimes my colleagues in my German office complain about it's too much for them, but I really, really like it.
Mm. Yeah. A lot of people don't know that bergamot is a citrus oil too, which you have to be just aware that it is a citrus. And with all the citruses, of course, be mindful of going out into the sun. You don't want to expose skin that has citrus oil on it directly to the sun.
Yeah.
Put it so I just wanted to throw that out there.
The sun doesn't shine.
That's what Kim always tells people.
Wow, these are all amazing tips. I love how many essential oils you're bringing into the conversation here. I was wondering, for people that maybe don't use the essential oils as much as the supplements, or for those that are just really need to focus on their nutrition before they can really dive into the essential oils, even what nutrition or supplement products does Young Living have that can help with this area of energy?
We talked about B vitamins earlier, and Super B is a great supplement. We can't get that directly in Europe at the moment, but we've actually purchased some via the States, and we actually take those every morning, and that really helps with energy and just giving the body what it needs. The other one, really, Omegagize is really good, isn't it?
Yeah,
you get 3-in-1 there.
It's especially good, you know, omega oils are great for brain health, and that's one of them. It's out of stock a lot, so we kind of stock up when we can get it. So it has the brain health oils, and it also has vitamin D3 and CoQ10, which are also great and not as easy to get through food. So those are the ones that we try to take pretty much every morning when we have them, besides drinking Ningxia, which we also do every morning. And I really feel like sometimes I can even forget about my coffee if I've had my Ningxia Red in the morning. Those are the main ones that we have. We keep hearing about MindWise, but we can't get it.
Yeah. Have you tried MindWise, Sam?
I haven't, no.
That's the one that I keep hearing about. I think it was on your bonus last month in the States, and it's supposed to be really, really good. I mean, Gary talked about it, I think, at our convention here in Berlin, but we can't get it yet.
So he was just rubbing it in your vases then?
Yes, exactly.
Just kidding. It's great. I mean, all of the supplements from Young Living, I'm constantly blown away by the quality and how good they all are. And there's so many that, it takes a while to try them all for sure.
Mm-hmm. I think if somebody was starting out, Omegagize is really good because you get those three, you get the omegas, you get D3, you get CoQ10. And for somebody starting out and being mindful of finances, budget, it's the power three when it comes to brain health.
Good advice. Thanks. All right. So Kim and Sarah, we always love to leave our listeners with really practical advice and share with them different health habits and different advice that's beyond the topic we're just talking about, which is energy and focus. So maybe you guys can, I don't know, split up these questions or tackle them both. But can you share just a little bit about your daily health habits and what those look like?
Sure. I can cover this one. I mean, I think for me, there's sort of health habits I strive towards and health habits I actually do, but I can tell you what I'm striving towards. I mean, one thing I think is I don't set an alarm. I'm not a big, big long sleeper, but I try to just get up when I wake up, which tends to be in the summer around six-ish. So the light in Germany, we have these really dark blinds, which are great for sleep. You don't have any light in the room, but we have to open them a bit. And I wake up with this when I naturally wake up and just get up. We tend to drink a smoothie every morning. Kim's big on smoothies and has converted me. And I actually did miss them, even though I complained about them sometimes.
spinach
throws in everything. And sometimes you don't want to know what's in there, but lots of green veg. And I tend to like the frozen fruit, but just to keep me ginger, she puts in. Sometimes too much. Yes, I'm just told not to complain, just drink it. Turmeric is one thing that I've been taking just to deal with sort of back issues and that kind of thing. And I think one of the things that I really try to focus on myself is getting off my phone, and I'm not good at this, and reading, which I used to love, but I feel like the phone just eats up everything and you spend too much time on Facebook and don't just chill, you know, read something that's not on a screen. And for the kids, we completely eliminate screens during the school week. So if they have school the next day, there's no screens, no TV, nothing. And that's really helped with their sleep.
Mm-hmm. So hard. That one comes up a lot on the show is screens. And it really is something that our modern culture has to really learn how to navigate more so than in the past. And it can be really challenging. Kim, did you want to answer that one too, or should I move on to question two?
No, I think that pretty much covers it for me as well. I suppose the extra routine that I have is that I'm the main dog walker around the place. So that gives me an opportunity to get out in nature. And we're really lucky where we live now. We're a 10-minute walk to the forest. So I will quite often say to Sarah, I'm not taking my phone, I'm heading into the forest. And that really helps me to feel grounded in all senses of the word, just getting out in nature and just observing things, you know, the wildlife that is different here. And just, yeah, Sarah, you lose yourself in a book, I lose myself in nature. So we're different from that point of view. And well, quite different, and that's how it works. I think that's why it works. So yeah. I think that's the extra thing for me.
Yeah, you got to find what grounds you.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously it helps with exercise as well, because there's some very big hills going up mountains around here.
Yeah. Great. And finally, just what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
I think the first one would be get off the energy drinks and the soda or the fizzy drinks and replace it with something like nitro, zinc, water, pure, proper water. And it is a case of weaning yourself off these things sometimes, but boy, you see the benefit when you do.
Well, thank you both so much for coming onto the show. It's been so much fun to catch up with you and hear your voices again. So thanks, really appreciate it.
No, thanks very much, Sam. It's been great to talk to you.